Tabletop Time.
And I'm Rob. I play Seb. He's a spoke that was recently kidnapped, mutilated, tortured, and had all of his limbs cut off, and now he's on a path of revenge.
I think that sets the tone for Reboot in general, yeah. I'm Jazza, and I play Prodigy or Pro, who is an escapee of having been held by human traffickers, who has recently escaped into human trafficking territory because they're trying to infiltrate to discover the whereabouts of someone they're seeking vengeance on.
Hello, my name is Jen, and I play Eve, and I am your friendly neighborhood drone nurse bot. I take care of you, I love you, and tell you about all your emotional damage and how we can fix it.
And I am Dave, and in this four-player party, I, of course, play...
As Crystal. I'm two.
You need the voice mod.
Yeah, well, I tried. I'm the narrator, and I've recently just inflicted a whole bunch of strange characters on half the party. Yeah, and that's pretty much where we're at.
I feel like we should adopt them into the party. I feel like
this I was very close.
That was the Found Family episode.
If you want to take Crystal, no one will notice.
I'm not going to say anything.
You just roll that destiny.
I'll let destiny decide.
If you roll and you get a one, you have to think. You have to take Crystal with you.
Are you actually going to roll a destiny for it?
If you want to.
I think you should.
No, you need to roll it. It's your derangement.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, so Jen's going to roll a destiny.
I'm not going to let you take the kid.
We ain't going to regret this. Go on.
Don't worry, it was a four. So you're fine. But you do feel strongly
Hang on. Four is bad for the party.
But I only said... No, this was for Jen's derangement. Eve still has a derangement that people seem to have forgotten about, which is baby-focused. So Eve feels very conflicted in that the children in this place are maybe not being looked after appropriately.
Kind of also genetically not okay as well.
Yeah, wow, you know.
Looking at it from a medical standpoint.
Yeah. I don't know. What's worse for you? You know, a few bits of DNA strand hanging loose in your DNA chamber, or, I don't know, growing up eating garbage. I don't know which one's worse. Who knows?
DNA
potato,
chamber?
Potato.
Where do you keep your DNA?
Not in a chamber.
I have a vault deep within me. It's called the DNA chamber.
So in a fanny pack.
Yeah. How else do you maintain your, like, skin suit? God, I wish my lizard eyes would have blinked. Just
that would have been great. Blink your eyeballs.
blink sideways if you know what I'm talking about. And my chair just broke under the weight of my lizard body. Okay, so we should start, you know.
How does one summarize what happened last week?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask too.
By summarizing it, I guess.
I have the notes from last week.
Go for it.
Sounds like you're volunteering, Jen.
So even Seb spent the time at, what are they called? The convent, but that's not what they're called.
It's the Reclaimed.
The Reclaimed, yes. And we did a bunch of really small sort of side quests. It was a journey. It was a thing. Go and check it out if you haven't already.
It was very fun. Cool characters.
Yeah, very good.
I'm going to say it was the most lighthearted episode of Reboot so far.
It's so funny though, because like even in Reboot, it's like a lighthearted episode with undertones of like cults, cannibalism, and incest,
and orgies.
Well, I mean, you don't want to bring non-lighthearted attitudes to an orgy.
Yeah, Rob. Like, I don't know what orgies you're going to.
Coming there with a black turtleneck and like slam poetry. She's like, this ain't the vibe for the orgy, man.
Anyway,
can we put that on a t-shirt?
I want to.
What? That ain't the right vibe for an orgy.
Yeah, well, just. Even just slam poetry at an orgy is pretty, there's something pretty magic
and
about that.
And you get
that.
It printed on a turtleneck t-shirt.
Oh my goodness.
A turtleneck. I like the idea of a turtleneck that has this ain't the right vibe for an orgy on it.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Tell you what.
And appropriate in almost every
scene. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Sorry, I wasn't done.
Jen, can you just make a note of me making a t-shirt store later? That's just a banging idea.
Okay. After receiving a subscription to Mishka, a robot named New You contacts Pro and say they've been trying to contact them. And you get a bunch of drones chasing you.
Yeah,
I believe.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Happened.
I was just certain you guys are in imminent danger. Because I am because of you, so surely, you know, You're not just sort of catching a ride on the way back from a Macca's run or something that medium, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And then Seb partakes in the Festival of the Flesh where he meets Andromeda.
I did do that.
Andromeda 5.
That was masterfully misleading.
Partaking of the Flesh.
Yeah. The fucking double quarter pounder. Love it. Okay.
That was the great.
So good. Okay. I think that sort of sums cool. it up. Yeah.
I still haven't gotten Seb to eat meat. Human meat yet, but we'll get there at some point in the campaign.
I can't cut my human steak. Can you please just cut a bit of the liver off? Thank you.
With a nice whatever sauce.
Chianti.
There we
fava
go.
Beans.
Cool.
Sorry. That's great. ADHD tangent. Do you know why he has Chianti and fava beans?
Because they blend well. I don't know.
No. It's there's like a chemical reaction that they combine to make that apparently gives people the same sensation as eating human flesh or something. So it's like a weird chemical reaction in their brain that he's trying to replicate his feeling that he gets when he eats human flesh. It's fucked.
Interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. It's just really good writing.
So speaking of human flesh. Eating human flesh, we're going to open the episode. We're going to open it. With the water bursting open on a dark river at night time. The surface breaks and splashes as the shape of a head pokes through. Shortly after, a bag wrapped in multiple, like a black trash bag in the shape of a body, emerges from the water and bobs on the surface of the water next to the first person. And then immediately after, a third figure. The two figures wearing masks. So they head towards the surface. Behind them, there is this highway overpass and a large structure that is actually built down into the water. And ahead of them is vague, burnout, old street lights and some bin fires of the outer slums. The inner slums, actually. And after a short period of time, the stronger diver pulls the two buoyant floating shapes to the edge of the water and then drags them one after the other onto the shoreline. Briefly pulling out a Stanley knife and slicing open the black plastic bags that are multiple and wrapped in plastic of this bag that is pumped full of air by a hose that connects it. Eve looks up into the night sky, laying on her back on the shore. And the diver who you've spent the last hour or so with heads over, checks that Seb is okay, and then nods at you, gives you a number, and tells you that if you need to be transported back, to let him know. And he'll be there if he's not stoned.
Where is my chair?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
This is the only way to cross. I don't know how they would have gotten an electric motorized wheelchair through.
Guess I'll just sit here.
Eve wakes up.
You're awake.
Well, gets up, sorry. And she tries to pick up Seb.
Okay. For the sake of the plot, I'll allow it.
Oh, thank goodness.
He weighs a lot less, and you were expecting this.
Bloop, bloop. You have a bunch of sort of missed messages sporadically. That are like collecting on your device
mm-hmm.
or yourself.
Your chair is waiting at the reclaimed. They're not like throwing it out or anything.
No. Yeah.
I'll put you on my back and then like hold onto your arms. One arm.
You can sort of assist with that. Yeah. Make it easier. You have one and a half arms.
Yeah, I feel like I want to try and find a baby Bjorn or something on the way. Would probably be really helpful. But for now, this will do. And I'll check my phone.
Cool.
It's just random, like, three-word things like, where are you guys? Or, are you okay? Things like that. It's like, fuck, that was close. Like, just random things like that.
Do I know where I am?
I rolled a destiny roll and got a 15.
Mm-hmm.
You don't immediately know where you are.
Yep.
And as you sort of head off the shore and take a few steps towards the straight line, you round a corner into an alleyway that bypasses the broken and crumbled shoreline road that has been eroded away by the water. It's actually literally halfway across the road where the street lanes are. That's where it like crumbles down into this rocky shoreline. And in front of you, there is a bin fire. And there is also a couple of sleeping slummers. And against the wall in the corner, there is a old and sort of bunged up looking shopping trolley.
Is anyone in current possession of the shopping trolley?
No, it's just been, it's just there. No one looks like they're in any possession of
it. Okay. I go over to the shopping trolley. Is it still, like, still works, yeah? Or is it completely destroyed?
It's fine. It's just a bit, like, a few of the wire bits are, like, dented in. It has one of those bits where you fold it forward and the little baby plastic baby seat flaps down.
Yes. Seb, would this be a better mode of transportation for you?
Oh, I feel like it'd be better for you. But, you know, work with what we've got.
Yep.
Cool.
Put him in the baby seat.
No.
I put you in the baby seat.
No.
What are you going to do about
it? Where would you prefer to sit?
You can just bung me in there.
Okay. I put Seb in the actual like, okay, trolley.
So you're just in the trolley.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't infantilize me.
Are all the summers asleep?
Keeps you at a better eye level. It's right. Like you can observe more.
No, I can't. I'm facing the wrong way.
In the shopping trolley?
Yeah. You don't have
legs. You would have been upright and facing forward if you were in the baby seat.
But no, because the baby seat's faced towards the person pushing the trolley.
No, no, this is a 90s star one. It's literally just, it folds out and there's a little plastic seat.
Yeah, they face the person pushing the trolley.
No, you can sit either way.
No, you can't. There's only leg. I was a trolley boy.
You don't have legs. I will fight this.
You can.
I have nubs. Something's growing.
Okay.
It's half fine.
Well, actually, you do have at least half a leg, so that's fair.
Put him in the trolley.
Fight this point to the death.
Okay. By your choice, the narrator's gift of a shopping trolley that you could sit and face the correct way in, you will not sit
there. There are PSA announcements saying to put your child in the trolley because they might knock themselves out on the trolley, just FYI.
And as you're laying down in the trolley and looking up, you see that from wear and tear over the last 70 years, there seems to be two sort of breakages in the wiring which would allow someone to put their legs through if they were the other way.
That's great.
But your pride goes against you.
Can I have a look at just like the street signs and kind of get my bearings on where I am?
Make a general knowledge check. This is just basic Melbourne stuff, so challenge level 2. Wow, that is a critical fail.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So, yeah, you literally have no idea of where you are and also completely fail to get your bearings.
That's cool. I'm going to walk over to one of the slummers that's asleep then.
Okay.
And gently wake them up by just, like, shoving them.
This is a very bold
I did roll a 0.
Okay, destiny roll.
I could just ask Seb, but I decided not to.
A crit. 20 on the destiny roll.
Ooh.
For this.
All right. A middle-aged man's eyes gently open, and for a brief moment, you see his hand clutch at what you recognize to be a knife in his belt, and he grips tightly the hand of a girl, a woman who seems maybe 3 or 4 years, his junior, who he is sleeping with, as in asleep next to, not anything else. Although you assume probably they're like husband and wife. And his eyes burst open. He goes for the weapon and then he calms when he sees a drone looking at him and he says, oh.
I kind of put my hands up. I see Curtis to do that reflexively.
He immediately lets go of it and looks up and says, a medical drone.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please help me with the location we are currently in?
He looks around. Are you lost?
That is correct.
can, but only if you help me first.
How may I be of assistance?
My wife. She's a bit unwell. Can you check her over and treat her? He says tentatively, mm-hmm. as if these are words he hasn't had to speak before because he's not used to the... He understands. He's clearly not a dumb person. He's quite intelligent. Mm-hmm. He understands the concepts behind what can happen, but he's never encountered the option to have it happen.
Of course. One moment.
Make a medicine check.
Do we not have, like, GPS on a phone?
Well, even if you did, completely failed to use it.
Yeah, I rolled a critical fail, so... two successes. I'm rolling terribly tonight.
It's enough. You diagnose her very quickly as she basically has a couple of vitamin deficiencies. But, mm-hmm. Like, she's not dying or anything. She's just been, like, she's quite unwell. She's a bit pale and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you have, within your reservoirs, some vitamins that you could dispense and give them.
Okay, I'll turn to him and say, it appears she's low on vitamin D and C. Here are some supplements for you. And I give him a couple dosages and then tell him, like, you can get these at the pharmacy, blah, 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 blah.
What?
Yeah,
yeah. You tell him some natural sources and ways to improve their lifestyle so that they don't need a pharmacy.
Sure.
And foods that might contain it.
Sure.
And he thanks you, and then he basically gives you your bearings and tells you where you are. And you have crossed, you are quite a ways away. You are basically, you know, a good several city blocks and a blasted no man's land between you and the northern van. You're in the regular slums, but there's a decent distance to cross. To give you context, about the same distance between the city and Ugly's Bar is between where you currently are and the van. And based on your conversations with Pro earlier, you would estimate that he is half that distance above you. So okay. Now these are not accurate measurements. So people who care about this is just to give you to understand. So if you were a kilometer from your destination to the east, Pro would be 500 meters to your north. So he's half as far to your north as you need to go east.
Okay. I relay all this information to you in a text message.
You just get in response, OMW.
So you're going to stay put?
How long time-wise would it take for me? Because it's quite late, is that correct?
It's probably going to take about 20 minutes to half an hour for Pro to reach you if you stay put, and probably double that, an hour to get into the van.
I ask you what we should do. I ask Pro what we should do.
It's probably actually not that far. Half those times.
I send a voice message, and it's just like, hey, you and Seb head in the direction. I'll catch up. You move slow.
I take a photo of Seb in the trolley and send it to you. With me doing like a peace sign on the side as well.
Oh, you know what?
You just get back a text like, that's a terrible upgrade. I know you're into this whole like...
You're not questioning where his chair is. You're just going with it.
Just assume this is just part of Eve's like weird like obsession.
Yeah, so you are... I just had a look down on the map further and realized you're basically exactly the length of Melbourne CBD away from it.
Oh, okay.
The long ways. Then, so that's probably like a 25-minute walk, but you guys move slower because you have a trolley with someone in it, so like 40 minutes for you.
Sure. All right, we'll start walking then, heading towards Pro, but the destination.
And I'm sort of power walking to where she messaged me from and then into the direction of that they're going, basically trying to retrack their footsteps.
Okay. Like, you
know, I'll probably catch up to them and by the time they get there.
Cool.
Do we need to roll?
Both of you make survival checks.
As in?
The two that are in control of the situation and not laying on their back in the shopping trolley. Yeah.
I'm not laying. I figure I'm resting at the back of it.
I got one. Not
laying down.
I also got one. I'm rolling awfully tonight.
You do not rendezvous.
Survive.
No, you don't manage to link up. You basically are going to arrive at the destination at the same time.
Yep.
So can I get, just so Rob gets to roll, can I get Rob and Jazza to roll a destiny roll, please?
Okay.
13. 19. Okay. Mm. So, good for the party is sometimes information. I mean, neither of you have any hindrances as you go towards your destination. However, there is one thing of sort of note that happens. From the journey taken by Seb and Eve, you cross a large area that used to be city districts. By the look of it, it looks like it was all burnt out. Like there was quite a large and out of control city fire that took out like 3 city blocks. And it's all crumbled. The ruins are all destroyed. But because that happened so long ago, it's almost has like a construction yard or a quarry feel to it. Like it's quite like stone and rubble and rock with like jutting out like bits of building. It's more of it more feels like rock and gravel by now because it's all weathered down so much with a few little bits of plant going through. And in there, there's... You notice some stuff happening. One of them is you notice some dirt bikes driving around, which is basically seems to be maybe a gang or a group of people who have taken to that area, but you managed to avoid them. But another thing you notice is a little group of sort of shanty hovel houses, cardboard, corrugated iron, stitched together, tents, tarps, etc., that all seem clustered together and away from any other people. And from that area, you can hear just sort of constant coughing and like clearly the sounds of people who are sick, moaning occasionally, etc. You're journeying on by. You do anything with that information or just keep going?
I have no control over the situation.
You can talk to your driver.
Only if she starts.
Is there a way... to avoid the dirt bike?
You already implicitly have.
Oh, okay.
With a 19 on
Destiny. What does a 2090s dirt bike look like?
These do not look like 2090s dirt bikes. They look like 2020 dirt bikes.
That's impressive.
Although they're still going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
So
motorbikes are pretty robust.
You hear Eve sort of very quietly say, "So cool." She sees the dirt bike going up and down. She also turns to Seb and says, "I believe we should investigate."
Investigate what?
Do you hear the sounds?
That sounds like a lot of unfortunate people. I'm not sure there's much we can do about it at the moment.
There is a potential. It could be a clue.
How so?
Well... Joseph's his name, isn't it? The guy that's doing all the stuff, yeah. Well, Joseph needs to find his victims, right?
If Joseph had found his victims, I think there'd be a lot more screaming than coughing.
I still believe we should investigate. I can leave you here if you wish.
Do we know how far away Pro is?
Text him, find out. Doesn't text back.
You're both halfway to your destination.
Mm-hmm.
He texts back, but yeah. You've kind of worked out that by the various detours you've had to make with your survival checks of one, that you're not going to be, it's going to just make more sense to meet there.
Yeah.
You guys had to kind of wind south and the dirt bike gang is like north of you and Pro is like, I don't want to go down and hit the dirt bike gang. That could just be a bad idea.
I will not engage. Just investigate.
All right.
Go up to the little shanty.
Okay.
Yeah, you taking him with you or are you going in?
Would you like to come with me? Go in together.
You wheel it up. And the first thing you notice as you get there is there's no one outside. These sort of makeshift tents are all in a row. There's probably about 6 of them. There's not too many. And no one is visible from the outside. There's no signs of recent activity, just the sounds of like wheezing and coughing and moaning from inside each of the tents.
Do I feel like it could be a potential like biohazard risk if I bespoke? Doesn't matter. Anyway,
probably not. Let's keep going.
Yeah, I always forget. We go a bit closer.
Okay.
I go to one of the, if there's a window or like window.
You can, there's holes in some of them. They're not that well made.
Yeah.
And you're going to look through.
I want to be a bit sneaky about it. Yeah. I don't want to.
Make a stealth check. Challenge level 1.
Eve is probably not there.
Squeaky trolley wheel.
They've got other things on their mind.
3 successes. Okay. Finally.
Nice. You look through. And you see a man, probably in his 50s, laying on his back, and he is beaded with sweat, laying in like a pile of filth, discarded garbage, clothes, whatever he could make sort of a mattress out of.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing only ragged old underwear. Everything else is just beaded with sweat. And he's wheezing. He looks like he's having an allergic reaction a little bit. Like his eyes are puffed up. His face is quite puffed up. And his neck is covered in these hard, lumpy swellings all around his neck and his upper torso leading up to it. They don't look in like they don't look like boils or infections. It's actually like a swelling, like lumps, like mm-hmm. goiters or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And he seems to be having difficulty breathing and moaning occasionally.
Okay. If I go in further, would I be able to make a like better diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. It appears there's no threat inside, but the man inside is suffering.
This is the slums, Eve. Everyone's suffering.
Poetic. However, I've never seen this condition before. Possibly anaphylaxis, but something's not right.
Always been a fan of your altruism, but we do have a place to be.
It'll only take a second.
Okay.
I would want to go in.
Cool.
But just making sure, obviously, no one can see me. But
Destiny roll. 5.
Nice.
He doesn't respond to you at all as you enter. He doesn't even know you're entering.
Yep.
There's just a
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
And he doesn't respond. He just sort of flicks left to right, sweaty. He kind of mutters like a few words. You see his ears and ear canals are swollen up as well, and he looks like he's got cauliflower ear.
Can I make a medicine check to see if I can diagnose
you? You can. Challenge level 6.
Yeah.
Ooh,
nah, 3.
3 successes. If you do your sort of as a nurse bot, you aren't a you're not like a fully like you're not like a diagnostic mm-hmm. doctor. You don't have everything mm-hmm. loaded into you.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't take you long to see that all of these symptoms are unlike anything you've seen packed into one person. But at best, the best and closest guess you have, although you don't think it's correct, is that these actually look like growths. So it doesn't look like swelling. They're like you touch them. You even get in touch mm-hmm. to do a proper diagnosis. But the guy is not responsive to you at all.
Sure.
The feeling and shape of everything is that they're not swellings. They're actually growths. So you kind of think it could be like some kind of cystic, maybe a genetic disorder or like a cystic growth thing where he's got out of control rampant growth, mm-hmm. maybe cancer.
Okay.
But it's not pleasant. And you'd guess by his state of his sweating and stuff that he's sort of terminal at this yeah. stage and probably close to death.
Yeah. I'm gonna pop out and have a look at some of the other people in their little shanties and see if there's anyone who's in the same condition but at a lesser stage of progression.
Okay.
Is what I'm looking for.
Make a perception check.
Can I see any of them from my trolley?
You can catch glimpses, yeah.
Can I try and figure out anything about it?
You can assist with something. What would you think? What are you trying to figure out as a non-medical professional?
I don't know. Would
there be something yeah. along the lines of your anthropology in terms of how yeah. they've structured their living?
That you could definitely do. You could do an anthropology check to like kind of do a Sherlock style, like piece together non-verbally from them, but piece together their community and what's happening here.
3 on the perception.
Okay.
Sure. What's my challenge level?
Probably a 4. This is pretty unique situation.
2.
2. Okay. With a perception of 3, you don't find, you find each other patient is at a similar state, but their condition is different, but again, oddly similar. So not all of them have these growths in the same areas. One of them has like an arm that is really swollen. It actually looks like three times the size of usual arm, like they have some huge fluid collection condition.
Okay.
But all of them are sort of non-responsive or semi-unconscious.
Yeah.
But with your perception check of three, you do find evidence, and the anthropology looking around, you find evidence that someone has basically been like delivering them food and providing them some level of care. But you get the sense that they've been put here to die.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to take just a bunch of photos of just like the different areas and stuff, just so I've got it as data.
Mm-hmm.
To do some more research. I turn to Seb and say, I think this is all we can do.
Let's move on. Hopefully it's not catchable.
And we'll leave.
Cool.
I want to mark the destination on my phone as well as like a spot of interest. Oh, actually, I would like to message Belle.
Okay. Yeah, you send her a message.
And send her the photos I just took and said, like, say, I've found this place. Really weird. Do you know anything about it?
Isn't she more
She's mechanical? A mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah, still. She works with people, right?
Well, I mean, technically everyone works with people.
I feel like that she'd have more of a chance of seeing, like, it's being the only medical other
I'm just going to give her, she immediately, you get a response that just says, like, no, you know, after a couple of minutes while you're walking, says, that's fucked. Never seen anything like it.
Okay.
But she says, I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah. Okay.
And after 20 minutes of traveling, you all meet up on the northwestern side of the, Brunswick, Venn. The lights, the population. Your ears prick a couple of times, though, as you walk past buildings and shanties, and you just hear deep rattling coughs every now and then. But in a way that, like, in the COVID environment, you know, you just kind of, because of what you've just seen, it alerts you. But, you know, coughing and that is pretty common in the slums. And, yeah, you arrive on the fringe of a well-lit part of the city.
I want to emerge like Batman. I'd like to make a stealth roll. I got four.
Okay. Perception rolls, you two. Counter his Batman moment.
Excuse me.
So there's the slums. Thank you for the folly.
One success for me.
Neither city. How would you like to make your entrance?
Oh, I definitely like, you know, hoods over. I've sort of crawled through a particularly dark alleyway and down some trash cans and blah, 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 sort of done a bit of a Z, and then I've caught sight of him and huge sense of relief.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get close before I sort of say anything. Don't want to bring any attention to us. And kind of out of nowhere, you guys like hear like,
thought I'd never see you again.
And I'm like behind you, just sort of like slouching.
Eve just goes, ah.
Well, we made it.
That we did.
Are you guys okay? What did you run into? There was all sorts of trouble from what I could gather.
Yeah. Trouble. Mm-hmm.
The fuck was with that drone, that AI?
Oh.
No idea what you're talking about.
It was something communicating, trying to escape, find me.
Oh, is it trying to sell you something?
On a surface level, and then it sort of reached out. You heard it, right? I say to Eve.
Because the voice did, as it spoke to me, it did. She did hear it.
Yeah, okay. I was like, do I play into the delusion? No. I heard the voice too.
It's weird. Was it chasing you or?
I had a thought that perhaps it was linked to the statue that we saw. But I will investigate further if we return that route.
Okay. Well, take a deep breath.
look ahead of us. Here we are. Is it jazz club?
Oh, no, you just met up. There. Oh, just okay. Met on the fringe.
Okay. So we're not far now. So, stake out the joint first.
We're only here for reconnaissance, so I think stakeout is all we're doing.
I do like steak.
Eve, you've never eaten a fucking steak. You like the idea of steak.
Eve just looks at the ground.
That was a joke, guys. That was Eve's famous joke.
This is a serious situation, Eve. Get your shit together.
Oh, my goodness.
He doesn't actually say that.
All right. Well, let's check our communication. And it's like take a moment for us to all calibrate and make sure we can real-time chat and all that stuff. So what's the plan?
Said, stake out, watch the entrances that we can find, see if we see him heading in.
Okay.
What territory was this again?
The northern suburbs of Brunswick.
Gang territory, sorry.
The gang that you are aware of, because you don't know much about this place, is the hipsters.
The hipsters.
Okay.
Does Pro have a phone number or description or anything relating to this possum guy?
No, you were told to go to the Duchess and ask for, say the shadow sent you and ask for the possum.
Okay. Can I, should have specified, where is the Duchess in accordance to where we are?
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
On the van. So it's like a strip of...
How far from...
Not that far.
Okay.
Few hundred meters or so.
Perhaps we should make our contact first.
Let's do it.
Good idea.
Out of character, I need a bit of a refresher, a reminder. Who's our contact and what is our plan right now? Because I didn't realise we weren't going in, or we might be, but we're just looking out for Joseph.
I'd suggest that it's probably going to be pretty goddamn hard for you to get back and then back and then back and then back.
Yeah, of course. So you should make the most of
your opportunity. I don't think you're necessarily going to be getting revenge on Joseph tonight, but...
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so I think we meet your contact, find out what information he can provide us.
So we're going to Possum first.
Find out if he has an easier way in and out of the northern suburbs.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to Possum first.
And then stake out the jazz club to see if he ever goes there or leaves there.
Maybe there's like a bartender or someone that works there or something.
All right.
Don't engage.
All right.
Because we all suck at combat.
So, you two are pretty conspicuous. I feel like we should set you up first to watch the joint. Stay on comms. There's a place called the Duchess I need to check out. Find a contact of Cheswick's. I think he might be a key to what we're trying to find while we're here. And I promise Cheswick's I'd keep an eye out for him, bring him back. All right.
Understood.
Okay.
Wheel the shopping trolley.
So what are you two doing? And what are you doing? You're splitting up again?
Yeah.
No. Oh, we are?
I think so.
Dave's like, fuck.
I'm just checking.
I think so. I think the split is like Seven Eva watching and staying here. So we're not sort of like losing that lead. And then I'm heading off to find Possum.
Okay.
At the Duchess.
So you're heading to the Duchess.
You're heading to the Duchess.
We're just staying on the edge of the van.
Wait, is the Duchess the club?
No, the Duchess is where Possum is.
Yeah.
The jazz club the pub. Where we want to look.
Yeah, the Duchess is just a pub.
So they're staking out the jazz club. I'm going to the Duchess.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Are we in agreement with that?
I'm only a little bit worried.
Together?
I don't feel like it's going to be particularly dangerous for you to go alone. It's entirely
And I was the one with the contact, and I don't know, it might seem more legitimate introducing myself as a solo person.
Eve did kind of want to hang out with hipsters, but it's fine. She can listen to jazz instead.
I totally know what the name of the jazz club is, and it's totally in front of me. Was it Nightshade?
Mm. Potentially. I don't know.
It's the Funky Hippo.
Please let it be the Funky Hippo.
Tris or no, it's fine. Moving on. It's not directly in front of me, and I can't be bothered trolling through notes. My organizational system is awful. Cool. So, that's what we're doing.
Yes.
Yep.
So, you all head through, and Pro.
Yes.
More than recently, you just have a feeling like you're being watched. Like that prickles on the back of your neck standing up, like people's eyes are on you.
I hate that feeling.
Hmm. Well, more than usual, you do. So, the two of you actually have to head further to the south. But welcome to the Northern Ven. You notice immediately that it is a different vibe altogether to the Ven you're familiar with. It's active, there are shops, there's people around, but the culture of the place just is different, as opposed to like some nightclubs and sex shops. You notice that there are a few very large sort of Greek and Italian style restaurants and patisseries and food venues. But even though it's nighttime, they also serve alcohol and have tables out the front and stuff. So it's very much like that street restaurant culture. You see a bunch of people that have the stink of organized crime all over them at all of these venues, like groups of people in suits and stuff talking that look way too well off to be in the slums. But you're used to that in the Ven. These are the people that profiteer off the slums and basically can afford a lifestyle out here. And as you move through all this, it doesn't take you long to find a rather large looking, probably a historical building from like, you know, the early sort of 20th century. That has the Duchess built over whatever the original sign was. It's now called the Duchess on the front. Hanging tavern sign, VB served here, broken light from many years ago and all that kind of stuff. But otherwise, it just looks like a pub. And the two of you continue on to head south towards this jazz club.
Yep. Good luck, Pro.
Likewise.
Pro, just heading in the front door.
I'll check out the place first. I'll just see what I can scope from a distance and edge my way towards it. Okay. One.
Cool.
There is a building there.
It's a pub. There's an alley running down one side of it with some bins and dumpsters and a couple of people down there doing something. You're not going to get close enough to find out what. It seems fairly like low-tech. Like, it hasn't changed much in a long time. But other than that, you don't really pick up much. There's a couple of side doors, little street-level opening hatch for you to load kegs into the basement. But beyond that, nothing of much note.
I just take a deep breath and sink into a bit of a mopey, you know, whatever, depressed sort of attitude to sort of try and slink into the background, mm-hmm. just wandering casually. I want to walk in and that was
the second 20 on the Destiny roll.
20 for a Destiny. I'll take it.
You walk in and inside you enter almost like time traveling back 70 or 80 years. You enter a Melbourne pub. There's a couple of people sort of sitting around. It doesn't seem popular compared to all the other venues. And most of the people in here look like sort of fairly run-of-the-mill, work-a-day sort of folk. There's a bartender behind the table, and she is, just polishing a glass and talking idly to some clients. There's a couple of pinball machines, jukebox. Like, this place is old.
Yeah.
And, you know, altogether maybe a dozen people in the room.
I wander up to the bartender. Yeah. Say, I'll have a beer and one for Possum. Is he in soon?
Ah, you and a Possum's mates.
Yeah.
Starts pouring a beer. Oh, what brings you to town?
Well, I've been told he can show me around a little bit. I'm like trying to keep this Aussie accent thing like believable.
Oh, he'll love this. He loves a bit of attention. Doesn't get many visitors though. Just sits in the corner moping all day.
Yeah, well, you know, We have a few things in common.
Bloody legend. All right, well, that'll be 10 slum bucks.
I like slapping on the table and
100 slum bucks, whatever inflation is for slum bucks.
I'll add an extra dollar or two in there.
Yep, that's it. Very nice. Slucks. 10 slucks, thanks. Yeah. I don't mind that. It's gross and weird, and I like it.
That's where, like, the bars or those seedy places.
Oh, give us slucks. 10 slucks. Beauty. 100 slucks.
One just sounds like an insult. I don't know why.
One, and I like to catch myself in the American accent. One in there for your hospitality. Nod and sort of slink away.
And she leaves you to it. And then you're standing there with two beers.
Yeah, I head into a corner and...
Well, with that information, you look around and you see that there is a roughly 6'1 looking figure, maybe 6'2, that sort of slinked away in the corner playing an old arcade machine wearing a hood up and, like, away from the crowds with no one around them. They're actually the only person, aside from there's like three people, but they just look like, they look like tradies sort of folk.
Yeah.
And they're drinking at the bar on their own and they didn't respond. But other than that, the only person in there that's on their own.
Okay.
Got to give a 20 a 20.
Yep. I walk up, sit down, face him and put two beers in front of him. Say... One's for me and the other's from your shadow. You're a beer drinker, right? Why else would you be in here, huh?
It's right.
Nice joint. It's really held up.
Shadow. Yeah. What's the password?
Wait, bloody possum, are you going to really be... They like this?
Oh, friend of my friend's friend.
And this person turns around and throws his hood back and gives you a big grin.
I love him. New portrait. Fucking love that.
He looks so happy.
Hi. Hi.
And he looks uncontrollably joyous to see someone coming and talking to him. But it was clearly putting on like a deep, like, oh yeah, I'm doing it. And he's like, oh.
Oh, wait.
And he grabs you by the like side of the hood and like pulls you around the corner, sort of out of sight of most of the people in the bar. He's like, "Okay, I'm Possum. What's your name?
You can call me Pro.
Pro. Oh, that's so much cooler than Possum. Oh my God. Okay. So, what's Shadow want?
Well, he wants you back where he is. You stuck here or
where is he?
He's down in the southern vent.
I thought he abandoned me.
Nah. He cares about you, I can tell.
I knew he did. I knew he did. Of course he did. So what's he want? What can I do?
Wait, let's backtrack a little bit here. Fill me in. How do you know Jessix? I mean, if I'm taking you back to him, I gotta know who I'm dealing with. Can I trust you? Streetwise?
Yeah, of course. I'm one of the best out here. I was trained by Shadow of Apostle of Jessix himself.
Best at what?
Watching things, finding out information, and not dying. Or, you know, not like the other two.
Yeah, I heard about those. I didn't hear about those.
Yeah. Ringtail was tragic. I don't know why he keeps going with the marsupials, but you know how cool it is to have like a gang nickname.
Did he give himself the nickname Shadow?
No.
Where'd that come from?
I mean, people always called him that.
But he's given you marsupial nicknames.
Supposedly. Don't tell him I told you this, but... Like, supposedly, he was really... He was, like, really dark and twisted and did all this fucked up shit. And but no, he's... No way. He's never been like that with me.
Cool. Well, you want to get back to him?
Yeah.
Well.
Of course. He's like the best. He teach me everything.
Great. Yeah, he's still doing his thing, doing his teaching and showing people the ropes.
You don't get to be old as shit like him, like 40 or something, if you don't like know how to live in the slums. Like, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Most people in Atlanta are like...
Tell me about
it. I feel old, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's also why he sent me to you. He said you could help me out in exchange for bringing you back.
Yeah, of course. Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to take you back to my friends, and we need some information. We need some access. He said you could help.
I've got both of those things. Absolutely. I am so tight with the hipsters. Absolutely.
Can I perception this guy? I just want to know, like, what in here is, like, genuine or skill or bullshit or, like, you know, do I sense there's some substance backing up this guy's, like...
Okay,
you know,
make a perception check.
Okay. Fucking one.
And you needed two. You seem pretty convinced. He's confident. He has more confidence. And in spending it, he seems to be your age. Like, he also seems about 19. In looking at him, you see reflected, like, a youthful exuberance and optimism that you feel is completely alien to you.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, I'm totally. Like, I don't even know why Shadow left. He was, like, one of the best advisors and, like, trackers and all that.
Hmm. Who do you guys do most of your work for?
The hipsters.
Cool.
I mean, Shadow was like their best guy. And I'm like his protege, so I'm pretty good.
Are they angry at him? Now that he's gone?
That's right. I mean, yeah, but it's nothing. It's fine. I dealt with it.
So you're still in with him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Well, let's talk where we can more frankly. Follow me.
And he heads out with you.
Yeah.
Cool.
And shortly after, you guys have been staking out, so I guess we should probably...
Make perception checks, guys. You're not going to see anything. You're hanging outside a jazz club.
You like jazz?
And one or two people enter and leave, unless you get exceptional perception rolls.
What's exceptional?
Two.
Just what did you get?
What's exceptional, Dave?
What did you get?
Well, here's the thing. If you say a number and I can reach it with a destiny point, I might finally have a reason to use a destiny point.
I got two.
That's easy.
Five.
I use a destiny point.
Yeah. Okay.
Yay.
Dude. Hey, look at that. Is that your first destiny point usage in the game? Nice.
Didn't waste them all in a puffy jacket. You
could have helped Eve get a puffy jacket.
No, I couldn't have. I mean, trying to explain to people how I play my character, and I'm like, yeah, he's got no arms or legs, so when we're going to do a combat encounter, I basically just antagonized them until they hit me and weren't hitting someone else.
You should, like, hire a bodyguard or something.
I got cut off.
You should get uncut off and hire a bodyguard.
So, you don't notice much of interest until there is a brief moment where you see a couple of people come to a side door in an alleyway. Well, Seb does.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a moment.
I feel like... I feel like you guys don't actually know where this jazz club is and you're misremembering, because I feel like the reason you needed Possum was because he knew where it was and where the dude frequented.
Oh, why don't we just go searching for a jazz club then and see if we can find it?
And our use perception my check. Wildly good perception
sure.
check.
Sure. Okay. We'll do that. And yes, there's a back door opens and some people that look like gangers. One of them has this very puffy beard with a huge beard. Looks like it's oiled regularly and it's styled. And they hand a sort of container in and out, one of those styrofoam containers, and you briefly catch a look of blue hospital gloves as the hands reach out from underneath a black suit jacket. And you recognize the whole situation as being familiar.
All right. I've seen enough. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Seb, are you okay?
Yeah, he's here. We need to leave.
Who's here?
I'm...
You hear a voice from behind as Pro shows up with you with the clear body language of reaching friends.
I put my finger to my lips, you know, directed at Possum.
Eve again goes, ah!
How you doing, guys? Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with you? Holy shit.
Look, you can give me shit for it, surely. We need to get the fuck out of here.
He just like puts his hands on his hips and looks at left and right and he says, what an odd company. Did you get left in the tumble dryer? My mom always said not to. Go? Why? We're in the van, safest spot in the world. Hey, Rick! Hey, Bobby! He waves over at the two, like, hipster people with their beards who are, like, with the container. Now the door's shut and they're, like, walking the opposite direction. One looks back and just nods and rolls their eyes and keeps walking.
Get me the fuck out of here.
Wait. You know.
Get me the fuck out of here!
I start running you away.
Do I need to roll a perception to get why Seb's reacting this way?
It's pretty clear that Seb's having strong vibes.
Like a trauma response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I start pushing you away, just heading in any direction that's away from the jazz club.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
And I duck away with him. Now listen, we're here to accomplish
and what we can. And it's fucking been done. He's here.
He's here?
Yes.
You saw him?
Yes.
Okay, so, deep breath. We're meant to be here.
To find him. That's all.
Who are we finding?
Do you describe who you saw, like the gloves or the anything?
Sure.
Okay. Is that familiar to you? I mean, the bearded guy sounds like someone like...
Rick and Bobby. Yeah, of course they're familiar. They're totally cool in the gang. Yeah, they only hit me once or twice.
Does the name Joseph say the name mean anything to you?
He's going to make a roll. Well, Destiny. 15. Yes. Yeah, Joseph. Yeah. Totally rings a bell. Yep.
Do the hipsters deal for him?
Oh, everyone does. He's a bit of like the gang doc. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you get shot or whatever and like...
Well, you asked what the fuck happened to my friend here.
Mm.
Joseph happened to my friend here. And we're here to sort that out. The universe needs balancing. And we need your help.
Right. How can I help?
We need to find him. We need to follow him. We need to know everything we can about him. Because he's targeting us. He has not stopped after what he's done here, and he won't stop until we put a stop to him.
Do you tell us what you saw?
Yeah, I know you do.
Oh.
It's all been relayed.
Perhaps we could find a way to track him.
I like raise my eyebrows at Possum.
I could probably sort that out, yeah. If, you know, it's going to get me back to the Western slums.
I'll make sure you get to the Western slums if you make sure we get Joseph.
That's going to be a little bit hard. I mean, I'm totally in with everyone, but so there's just there's a slight sort of thing, little complication.
Which is?
It's nothing. It's chill. It's just a bit grumpy, you know?
It's you.
Huh? Well, look, they were just joking around. The hipsters were just joking around. They just said, if I ever set foot in any of their premises again, they're going to chop my fucking, you know. I don't need that. We got ladies. I'm big in this town. You know what I'm saying? yeah, and also if I leave. Yeah.
So what do they have on you? But what do you have on them that they don't want you to leave?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They don't want you near them. But they don't want you to go.
Yeah, I don't know. Beats me.
Can I perception this?
Yes.
Charms level two. You can all roll against them if you want, yeah.
What was it, sorry?
Charms level two.
For perception?
Oh my god.
Nothing. Perception.
It's just telling the truth. Are you unskilled?
That was a critical fail and I'm unskilled because I wasn't allowed to put a skill point in it.
In perception?
Well, now that's a critical fail, not a critical success. That's the opposite of how it works. Yeah, oh, shit.
I got three.
Oh, you also, you I got so excited there for a second.
You don't have two destiny points.
No.
What did you get?
Three successes.
And did Seb not roll? He's in a state. You recognize that you think that he might know, but he also might just be dumb. You get a bit of a sense that he might be holding something back.
I think perhaps it might be best if we find somewhere more private to have this conversation.
I assumed we already sort of had stepped to.
You're in an alleyway.
I'm thinking we should find some accommodation.
You want to stick around?
I do a quick Airbnb or like a motel.
No
such thing.
No.
Really?
No.
Where do you hang?
You all want to come to my place?
Is it?
Well, you know, it's a bit messy. It's a bachelor pad.
Hey, appreciate the hospitality. Lead the way.
Can I do a medical check on him to see if I think that he has some sort of mental behavior?
Okay.
Great.
Medical check, challenge level two.
Two successes. Oof.
He is suffering from a condition called being a 19-year-old male.
Yeah, cool.
So
he's 19, okay.
Yeah, so he's young. He's trying to prove himself. He's not, you don't think he's especially dumb, but he's not especially intelligent. And he definitely is like the kid who's trying to be cooler than he is. But, you know, he's like 6'2 and athletic, and he's not like a loser or a nerd or anything in those traditional sort of concepts. He kind of just seems like the sort of impressionable jock. Not the one that leads the social group, but the one that can be convinced to jump off the roof to make everyone laugh sort of thing.
Yeah.
Ask
him to lead the way to his joint.
Cool. And he does.
Great.
And you weave for about 15 minutes through alleyways until he leads you to an apartment building that's fairly derelict. He waves at everyone. Everyone smiles and waves back at him. He seems decently liked. And he heads into an apartment building. And he heads into a one-bedroom studio apartment. There is a large double mattress on the floor. There's a TV with a console. There's a fridge. There's lots of trash around, lots of empty beer bottles. Basically looks like what you'd think it looks like.
I point at the TV and the console. What kind of console is it?
The console?
Mm-hmm. Switch or something?
It's,
or like richer?
It's an Xbox.
May I partake?
Sure. And he sits down, throws you a controller, sets up a game.
Great. I'll play with him.
You look at the games on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
FIFA 66, FIFA 67, FIFA 68, FIFA 69, FIFA 70.
I pick a FIFA, whatever.
COD. There's just a stack of CODs and a stack of FIFAs.
I pick COD.
Cool.
And we'll play.
Yep.
Just having heard Eve say, may I partake? I just had a little reminder, put a little bit on. Just like, and I'm like, I'm in the corner of the room and I said, look, I'm looking out the window. I'm like,
oh, I
feeling
also,
a bit agitated.
A little boosty.
I put Seb in like a comfortable chair as well. I don't push the trolley all the way.
Yeah.
The thing. And I give a glance over to both of you and sort of say, so Possum, where are you from?
I grew up around here.
I'm like looking through the blinds, scoping out the joint. What do I see?
Nothing. Nothing of interest following. It's just a slum street. There's nothing really excited.
All right. This is our chance to... I won't be depressing straight away. I'll let him play a few games.
Yeah, he's playing. He cracks a beer, starts drinking it, chills out.
He's I might use the opportunity to sit next to Seb, actually, and just sort of recalibrate.
You also notice there is... I make a general knowledge check, pro.
Okay.
You can assist with your vocation if you want.
Which one? Human trafficker?
Hacking.
Ganger or human hacking trafficker?
Hacking. Is what I want. Yeah, computer related.
Okay. So this is an assist.
Yep.
Which fucking bombs! Okay. Negative two to my general knowledge.
That's all right. You're probably not going to be able to succeed. All right. You notice a weird looking disc device that's sort of the size of this, you know, maybe 50 centimeters across and steel and has some weird projectors around it, but you don't really know what it is. But it looks very high tech and interesting. Back to what you were doing.
I sit next to Seb. Hey, you seem a bit shaken up. Yeah. Yeah. Seems like it just became very real for you all of a sudden.
Well, by sheer dumb luck, I found the hideout of the man that tortured and mutilated me for 6 months.
Yeah, well.
And got close enough to see him.
Did he see him?
He saw his hand, his arms.
Okay, it was the
guy. And the gloves and the sleeves.
Boom! Boom, 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 headshot! Fuck yeah!
We're on the other side of the room.
Yeah, and yeah, other side of the studio apartment. Yeah, you can hear the shouting. He can't hear you. He's got headphones on playing with Eve, but you're hearing like obnoxious COD.
Yeah. Look, it's fucked. It must have been a shock. I'm sorry. But, you know, it wasn't sheer dumb luck. You found him because you were looking. We're looking. We're here because it's hard to get here, but we chose to because of what we're trying to do. We're trying to fix this for you, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be fucking scary.
I came to find him. Not to camp out on his doorstep. We found him. I wanted to leave. He's here with his gang.
What did you think we were going to do when we found him?
No offense, bro. But you can't take on his gang by yourself. Eve can't fight. I'm as good as dead. The plan is to find him and then put a team together and fuck him up.
Yeah.
We found him. We didn't need to sit there. We knew where he was. We need
more than that. What, he's been in an alleyway outside of that jazz club once? We need to find...
He's in the fucking jazz club. He's operating in there. He's harvesting in there.
We need to come back with more.
Yeah.
There's no way we can hit his group without proper information and reconnaissance. We have to go back. You don't have to, but there are pieces that are... Well, you're the only one who's going to have them.
All right. A caveat. We go back, we scope it out. But if his gang gets their eyes on us, we know they'll come after us. And there's no way Eve or you can get away while hauling me with you. And there is no fucking way I'm going back in his hands.
No.
So, you kill me and then run.
If I can, no. I will. If I can, I'll... Look, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Whatever reassurance you need, to be able to take the steps we have to take to make it possible, I'll agree to. Because this matters. And it's...
I'm not going
basically
back
a suicide mission anyway. Look, maybe if we... free of the opportunity to come back and hit with real firepower, we could sort out some sort of kill switch way for us to flick our own switch off before he gets here, his hands on us. Well, and you. I hate to think we'd need to do that, but I get what you're avoiding here, and I would never let you go through anything like that again.
Good.
So, deep breaths. We take it slow. Get all the information we need and can, and we hike. And we come back, but with a plan, and with our gloves off.
All right. Hey, rat.
Hey, rat. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Oi, rat.
Destiny roll 6.
I throw an empty Red Bull can in his head.
It hits him, and he flicks his headphones off and stands up from the couch in like a blur of movement, pulling a gun from his back of his pants and pulling it on you. And he's like, "The fuck did you just call me? You're in my fucking house, bitch."
You feel better?
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Thinks just he's fucking got his legs missing. He can talk down to people.
I'm
the
getting
fuck, dude? I had my game on.
You talk to hipsters like that?
Fucking course I do. Shadow
like that?
Yeah, man. I'm top dog in this town.
Sure. You said you knew about the doctor.
Yeah.
How long's he been here?
Really great way. And he like lowers his gun, but he's like, really great fucking way to endear me to helping you.
By risking our lives to get across to this side of the city and promising we can get you back to your only real friend.
You haven't done anything for me yet. In fact, I've just taken you into my house and played some sick games with your cool robot. But other than that, you just threw a fucking bottle at my head.
Empty.
And you called me Rat. So cool, man. My name's not Rat. It's Possum.
Buddy,
thought it was Rat.
You ever had friends? Because, I mean, we're just hanging out. Chill.
Possum.
Take a joke.
Make a persuasion check.
Possum, have you partaked in a burrito before?
2.
He got 2. Reroll.
2.
He got 1. He immediately just cracks his smile and he's like, yeah, of course. You fucking think I was serious? What the fuck? Come on, man. Have you ever had friends? He puts his gun away and he's like, I knew you were joking. He didn't know you were joking.
Yeah.
Tell us what you know about the doctor.
He helps people.
Yeah. How long has he been here?
He goes all over the slums from what I hear. North, west, east. I don't think he goes south of the city. It's pretty hard to get down there. But he's basically he's like the best gang surgeon there is, as far as I know.
When someone goes to him for help, where do they go? Where does he operate?
Like wherever the gangs want him to?
Yeah, but everyone has a HQ. Like, this is yours. And I'll look around the beautiful apartment.
I'm gonna be
like, yeah, you're all around the place.
To be honest, this place is pretty nice relative to what you've seen in slums. Yeah, this is actually, like, it's furnished. It's got some... He's clearly with a gang because he has some stuff that's fairly cool. And he's like...
Everyone has a place they call home.
Yeah, I don't know it that well, man. He's pretty secretive. I've heard rumors, you know, on the grapevine that he's got his own shit going on, but... He does jobs for the gangs, and I only know of his context around, like, you know, stitching people up and get shot and shit.
Yeah, okay. So, who deals with him? Who brings the people to him? Who brings him to the work?
Oh, his contacts. Gangs just contact him, you know?
Yeah, who in...
I mean, you saw my boys.
Yeah, I saw your boys. So, who in the hipsters?
Anyone.
Anyone has...
Well, I mean... Anyone that's, like, you know, blooded.
All right, so hypothetically, completely hypothetical, if we shot you right now, how would we get his assistance?
What? You wouldn't.
Hypothetical.
Well, no, yeah, but you got to be blooded, so, you know, I'm
what does
not.
The term blooded mean?
Oh, it's just like a trial thing with the hipsters. Actually, with most gangs, it's called different shit, but like it's pretty much the same thing.
Could you elaborate?
Oh, yeah, it's like if you're out on a job and like there's one of the other fuckheads from a different gang and you know, you kill them.
I kind of look over at Pro and Seb.
and. Yeah, like the last time I was in that situation, like, I let him go. Fucking, he was beneath me. He's a bitch. Little bitch. I let him run. Yeah, took the high ground. But I mean, I'm not blooded yet. But that's. So, I could have been.
If yeah. I'm correct, because you didn't partake in this initiation, they shunned you.
No. Like, half the people aren't blooded. It just means I haven't, you know, killed someone for them yet.
So what you're saying is if we did shoot you, you would die. You wouldn't be able to get assistance in any way.
Well, if you fucking shot me, it'd be a miracle, stump boy.
He's got you there.
Who is the leader of your gang?
The leader of the hipsters?
Yes.
Oh. Wow. You know, everyone knows, right? He's like the biggest name in this part of the van.
You told me, Jezik's told me, you were the guy who could get information. You're all around the place.
Yeah, I know, but I just thought you guys would know something too.
Well, I haven't gotten an awful lot from you. I don't know if Jezik's was...
Well, I'm good at getting information. I don't have all the information
all
automatically.
Right. Let's get information. Help us get information.
Do you know the... Do you actually not know the name of the hipster's boss?
Our gang connections are on the other side of the freeway. Chains.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got like some fucking... Oh.
Chains with an S or with a Z?
With an S.
Just double checking.
Come on. They really like literal nicknames in the hipsters. I don't know why. It's something I haven't really done that. They smoke a lot of shit and sometimes I think it makes them like less creative.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In the jazz club, do they smoke a lot of shit?
I don't know. I've never been. It's not really my scene.
Perhaps we should make it your scene.
And perhaps when we come back, we should help with the smoking. Just thinking, if we can en masse affect people's cognitive capacity, dim their senses. It's a jazz club. Just relax, right? If we can figure out when this guy's going to be back.
Are you suggesting a drug bomb?
Something along those lines, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you want to find where Joseph is, right?
Yeah.
And he stands up and sort of sidles over to a shelf, rifles through some stuff, pulls out, like, he's got, like, drawers with stuff in them, pulls out a drawer, picks up this little, it's like a little glass capsule, but it's a container that has something in it, very small, and he looks back and he's like, yeah, this is a C-12, I think it's Viacom, something like that. It's a tracking device.
Oh, that convenient.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty good at planning them.
Tell you what. You plant that tracking device on Chessex tonight, and we'll take you home.
I don't know where Chessex is.
Not Chessex, sorry. On Joseph.
Also, what the fuck are you calling him Chessex for?
He said Joseph.
Yeah, but he
Price said Joseph.
It's Shadow Man. Yeah, I could do that.
It's just a jazz club. People go in there. Or is it... Is it hipster turf?
Yeah. So, I'll do it if I got some backup.
You got backup. Let's come up with a plan.
Okay. What's the plan then?
You been in the club before?
No. I don't. Haven't not done that.
Okay. Can I use your Wi-Fi?
No. You probably fucking download some sketchy porn looking at you, man.
Dude, come on.
I don't want to go on more watch lists.
We're bros. Give me a fucking Wi-Fi password. Like, open up my settings to like connect.
Okay, before he kind of pulls you aside a little bit, and hey. Then he like a little bit, and then he says, "Oh man, we gotta change this fucking dynamic here, just a little bit. You're cool. That's fine. I mean, I get it. The droid's cool too. What the fuck is with that old dude you're hanging out with?
Look, his family, and he's been hurt."
Right, so it's and like he, your fucking weird uncle.
You know how you're a big deal with the turf around here? Back home, this guy is a big deal. And by home, I mean like this guy's from the city.
His eyes narrow, doesn't look impressed, looks annoyed.
And he is a connection to the city in a way that the gangs have never even dreamed of. Chessex is... pretty mind-blown about it, too. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Right, he's cool. He's weird and old.
He keeps fucking with me for some reason. It's doing my head in. So how about this? You stop siding with him because he's a loser. I'm going to fuck with him a little bit. Just fun. And then we'll chill.
What are you talking about exactly?
No, just, yeah, friendly bants. Mucking around.
I lean in and I don't break eye contact. You're not gonna fuck with him.
He winks at you and he's like,
I just don't react. Just unbreaking.
Make an intimidation roll. Yeah.
So what would that be?
I believe it goes under persuasion.
Yeah, with a strength base.
Which is, you know.
It's less.
I'll just go persuasion. 3.
I'm not going to let you go persuasion. It's persuasion with a strength base because you're trying to intimidate him.
Well, I'm looking at it with cybernetics.
That's not doing it for him. Okay. I rolled 3 anyway.
Okay. Four.
Hey,
and critical
success.
Yeah, but I don't have any destiny points. I'm just unflinching. Like, yeah. Even when he like doubts me, I just don't move.
He takes a step closer to you and like looms over you a little bit because he's taller than you and he's bigger than you. He's not huge, but he's a fit, like athletic guy. And he leans down and he's just like, "You are very serious for a very short man, and it's very funny. I like it." And then he leans over you and types in his Wi-Fi password. "But you're not very scary." And then as he walks away from you, heading over towards Pro, he picks up a discarded... Seb picks up a discarded box of pizza with like one slice and like frisbees the pizza box over towards you and he says, "Eat something. You're fading away." You're like anorexic.
I just ignore all of that.
And then he walks over to
I immediately start looking up CD porn. Just so it's all in the search history. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I start doing a bit of my location scoping, scouting stuff now that I know this place to try and figure out a little bit of, like, can I find floor plans? Can I find, like, whatever I can on the location we just came from?
Okay. Yeah. Do some searching. Hacking? No, it's not hacking. It's just like a general intelligence check. Investigation of some description.
Research.
Is there... Ask Possum. Is there a 7-Eleven nearby?
He says the only shops are on the van.
So just a general intelligence check?
Yeah, low challenge level.
Critical success.
Four. Easy. Four successes. You find no floor plan, but you find a general website with, like, pictures of the interior and, you know, the usual kinds of stuff. Menu, bar, contact, all that
and
stuff.
And I, like, you know, use photogrammetry program to just, like, really loosely figure out where is connected to where.
Yeah, well, you visually, like, can basically map out, like, a layout of the inside of the public areas.
Yeah. Cool.
And then also have a broad concept of, like, the size of the building. So, like, a theoretical how much more space is hidden. And you know that beyond maybe a staff room and a kitchen and, like, a back sort of storage room, there wouldn't be much room for anything other than the public areas.
And just generally talking to the room, I'm like, so this guy's probably going to this place because he likes his music. Has a hobby? Or do we think it's purely connection-based? And I'm, like, sort of saying this a little peripherally, like, controlling my... you know, interface.
Well, I don't know much about drug rings, but I guess it's a good front, right? The last place we dealt with was also a club. Maybe they're all connected. And then he kind of just, like, goes off for a second. Yeah.
Oh, someone said, who said he likes jazz music?
That was me.
What was it? A memory? A smell? There was something. I forget.
It was always... You know, he was always humming it. Complaining that live music was so much better. You know?
So, we're gonna see him here. And I send images to your devices, whatever. Be like the central... podium band area or whatever. Hmm. I sort of map out roughly where all the drinks and stuff are, and I'm like, okay. I turn to Possum. I'm like, roughly, this is where we're needing you to go. And I'm like, I sketch the floor plan I've roughly got of the public areas. I'm like, you've been in here before, right?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I would pretend I remembered that.
No.
<Right. laughs> I show him everything I discover and try and make it as simple as possible. Yeah. Be like, he's going to be in here somewhere. You love jazz, right? I give him a wink.
Yeah, sure. It's great.
I'll brush you up on one or two things. Oh, in fact, I want to look up who's playing tonight.
Okay. An inconsequential band name of some local group.
And I just find that, I give him the name, give him a song name or two. So I'm trying to give him something that he can anchor to walking in that, so that if someone sort of confronts him, he's got something to lean on.
I'm in a destiny roll because whether or not the intro... Okay, 14. Of note, you have this group has something of interest, which is there's a robot band member in the band.
Okay.
That's just cool. Of interest to you.
What is the likelihood?
His name is Big Wind.
What is the likelihood of two drug drops, if that's even what is happening, happening in the same night, though? Like, as in Eve's asking us to drugs, herself. They weren't
organs.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. But, like, how often? Eve says, have we contemplated the thought of how often these drops happen?
What time is it at night?
It's quite late, right?
It's quite late. Well, we're
getting very late.
Yeah.
It's like midnight-ish.
I can't imagine he sticks around long.
Perhaps someone should stake it out, or if we can have access to a security camera, we can find out. It closes
at one.
We can find out what time the drops are theoretically to happen.
I think we have a narrowing window. I think we go back. Now, we have a rough idea. If the band is playing late, they'll be on the last leg of their set. They have a robot member of their band. That means they're vulnerable to me.
Big wind.
Let's see if I can somehow make Big Wind blow in the direction it doesn't intend to. At least provide a distraction, something to get the attention of the room so that our friend here can do what he does best.
Are you and Possum going in alone?
I think we have to, unless you have any other ideas. You're too vulnerable and Seb can't be seen. So you should stay with Seb.
Agreed.
Speaking of can't be seen, have you, and I like turn to the room, I'm like, you got a sweater or like a hat or like, you know, some clothes I can borrow? I mean, you got to pack a bag to come back anyway, right?
Yeah. He kicks some shit around on the floor and he points and he says, clean pile, dirty pile. And he grabs a duffel and just starts throwing some random shit in there. Unplugs his PlayStation, starts packing that up.
Oh, Xbox.
Xbox, yeah.
I like throw on and...
takes the big disc thing that you don't know what it is, that's yeah. like this big, and starts packing that up.
Cool.
I'm going to ask him, what is that device?
It's pretty high tech, but it's broken.
What is it called?
It's like the HoloLive. It's basically like, you know, it's like a hologram. It's like AI. Well, you know, it's not actual AI, but like you.
I don't understand.
Well, I mean, you know how like you're really weird for a drone. But anyway, like, yeah, like, you know, you're smart, but you're not like an AI. Like you programmed and shit. So that it's like that. It's like, you know, may as well be like a real person.
May I see it?
It was broken.
May I see it anyway?
He is like halfway through putting this sort of contraption into his duffel bag and just like leans back and says, there.
I'm going to have a look. I know I can't do it, but I can try and interact with it.
Okay. There's like an on switch. There's clearly a microphone, speakers. Okay. It looks to be about 50 centimeters and maybe 30 centimeters high. It is a disc with projectors on it.
It won't turn on.
No. It looks quite high tech, like a PlayStation 5, like white plastic casing.
I'm just going to spend the next... If he's happy for me to have it, like to keep it here...
He seems not as happy for you to have it.
Can I make a hacking check since that's like familiarity with technology?
It's not what hacking does.
But you gotta know what shit is to hack it, right? So I could in theory reverse engineer that knowledge into figuring it, like maybe. Can I make a general knowledge check with a hacking assist?
Yes, I'll let you do that. Didn't you already roll to know what this was and you failed?
I rolled. Was it general intelligence?
We rolled to figure out what it was.
I didn't get to use hacking.
But you already rolled to work out if you knew what it was.
Fine.
Seb could and Eve could.
I ask him, if it is broken, do you mind if we try to fix it for you? We are staying here anyway.
I don't reckon like any of you know what you're doing, so I'm going to go with no. It's too fragile. I don't want it to like corrupt the hard drive.
Where did you get it from?
Nineteen Destiny.
He looks momentarily disarmed. He says, I've had it like my whole life.
Okay.
Yeah. He looks immediately really upset.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I immediately hand it back to him.
Yeah, and he like puts it back in and zips it up and
I didn't mean to upset you. I apologize.
No, you didn't. It's fine. It's nothing. Whatever, but I don't. It's expensive, so I don't want it to break. You know, could resell it or something.
Understood.
This is all very odd. You still haven't rolled to see if you know what it is.
Yeah, did.
Oh, right, okay.
And you told me.
And Seth doesn't care.
Okay. I shuffle around his clothes pile and try and figure out some sort of cosplay of someone who would attend a jazz club.
There's absolutely nothing. There's a lot of, like, coloured, like,
I'm just going for plain clothes and I'm just going for not pro style.
There's a lot of stuff in, like, you know, youth, like, club gear. Like, you know, t-shirts, snapbacks.
Beanie?
Oh, a beanie's in. Beanies are in 2090. In beanies so aren't they? Yeah,
hoodies off, suit jacket, beanie, and I just pull my hair straight, like, down in front of my face, like, with the beanie on.
Mm.
And I try and, like, make it look like I've prepared to go out.
Pro, you make a convincing hipster.
Thanks, Eve.
As you waft around a bit, changing your clothes, he leans into you. And Possum says, a little tip from Shadow. And he just hands you a can of deodorant.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I get that every now and then, sorry.
Because you never change your clothes.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then Possum goes and tries to take a quiet moment with Eve and take you aside, actually out into the corridor. He's like, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
Cool. And do you guys care that he takes Eve out?
It shifts my attention, yeah.
And the door shuts and they're standing out in the corridor outside their apartment.
I want to sidle up to the door and just sort of lean against to try and eavesdrop.
Perception check, challenge level 3.
Okay. All right. 3.
Okay. You overhear the conversation.
How may I assist you?
So you're like a medical robot? Is that what's going on?
That is correct. I have various functions such as childcare and first aid.
So you're like you're like a doctor, like a psychiatrist or whatever. Like, you don't tell people what. Do you have, like, confidence and shit? So if I ask you something or tell you something, like, you're not going to tell anyone, right?
No, I have complete confidentiality.
Cool. Okay, cool. So I just wanted to know, have you been spending, like, do you hang out with these guys a lot?
They are my family.
Why are they so fucking mean?
They are not mean. They are just misunderstood. Have been through much trauma.
They're pretty nasty, you know. Like, I'm trying to be nice to them and, like, I don't know, man. I just feel a little bit like they're bossing me around a lot. And I don't know. It makes me really angry.
I appreciate you taking the time to tell me your feelings. I will endeavor to try and advocate for you and make your feelings made clear. I put my hand on his shoulder. I understand this is a very hard process for you.
Yeah, I'm not used to having people around in my place and touching my stuff.
Of course. It is understandable.
Yeah, it's been pretty hard since Shadow left. Yeah, but yeah, it's fine.
I can tell you that my friend's intentions are true. We do intend to help you.
Yeah, good. Never, no doubt. Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything else you wish to discuss?
No, it's cool.
When I hear that, I sort of duck way back into the other side of the room.
Cool. And then he's like, thanks. And then he walks back in, and as he walks through the door, he's just like, oh, scratching himself, and he's like, yeah, it's just been itchy since fucking, oh, there's like 3 of them, fucking wild night. Anyway, sorry, what?
Hey dude, thanks so much for the deodorant, I really appreciate it. I'll put it back on the shelf, making a point to, like, be just nice enough that he knows I'm being nice.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He's like, oh cool, yeah, no worries, man.
You know, Chessex was right about you. You are pretty cool.
And he's like, okay.
Perhaps we should have a burrito party upon your return.
Ah, oh, even your burrito parties. I love burritos. She's got this glitch with the burritos. It's kind of cool, though, because you end up with a lot of burritos. All right, let's go.
Yeah, all right. cool. So are we doing it?
We're doing it.
Cool. And you head out.
Is there a way that you can set up, like, a live feed on your our phones, or is that something Shane did? I can't remember.
That was something Shane did.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. You head on down. And it's night. As you know, it's just past midnight. You're walking down the alleyways. You hear from an alleyway off to your side, like a street to your side, this. Do you ignore it?
Perception.
This is just Pro and Possum at this point, right?
I thought you were all going.
To the jazz club.
I thought you were going close.
It's just Pro and it's just
so you're staying back.
I'm staying with Seb.
Okay. We're not getting anywhere.
The two of you.
Yeah, it's too dangerous.
Do you do anything?
Perception for sure.
Okay. Well, you don't get any more than the moans, but you know where they're coming from if you wanted to investigate what the hell it was. But it sounds unusual.
I whisper. What was that?
Fucking, I don't know, but once or twice I've heard that shit recently outside. I don't know what it's all about, though.
Right.
Sounds like they're just, like, over there, not too far away.
We're not far from the jazz club, right?
No.
I'm like, you know what? It's going to look weird if we walk in at the same time. We should pretend we don't know each other. Do the whole inconspicuous thing. You go in first and I'll follow in behind. I'm just gonna check out what that was.
Yeah, cool. And he heads on. He walks off.
All right.
And you walk down the alleyway.
Stealth?
Yeah, stealth way.
Is it against the...
Against any- one.
I beat it.
One dice, one success.
Yeah.
And you head down the alleyway. And you hear the source of this. It's a female, a woman, who's sort of making this stuff. And you, like, round a corner and you get catch sight of her laying in the gutter. She seems to be dressed up to go out for the evening, and she's fallen over, twisted, high heel, clutching at her side, her belly, which seems quite swollen, and her sort of chest and belly region. And she's pallid, sweaty.
Fuck.
Clawing at herself.
Are you okay? Who are you? Where'd you come from?
And she, like, grabs her clothes and, like, rips the front of her dress open. And you see her gut, like, sort of midway down her torso, and not central, off to the side, is sort of, like, moving. You can see it swelling slightly and pulsating a little bit.
That doesn't look good. Eve, you seeing this? And I'm recording a video section to sort of send to Eve.
She lets out a cough and...
We're doing a video call.
Cool. I'm going to let you make a medicine check, but Eve can assist.
Survival? Or is it just an intelligence?
It's a medicine check.
So an intelligence.
Which is, it'll be intelligence-based three.
Three successes.
Two.
So you don't add a thing and you just get a two. Yep. Okay, so you can't over the distance manage between you two to diagnose anything, but you've never seen anything like it. And as you see this woman ride to her side, she's like, help, help. She rolls to her side and you do see fresh scar tissue around sort of on the back, lower back, around the lower part of the rib cage on the side that's swelling. And it's all swollen and weird around that.
Are there any signs of anything surgical? Stitches, cuts?
The scar looks very neat and has the little scar marks of where stitches would have been.
I get a picture of Joseph and I'm like, was it him? Do you know this man?
I'm going to make a check for her.
Yes! Get me back to the doctor! Please! I know how to help!
I work... Am I still on this phone call?
Yeah.
I walk you through first aid, essentially. So, is she she's coughing, isn't she?
Why don't I bring her to you if you think it's safe so I can go back to our mission? Is it safe? Have you got protection, weapons?
Do I think she's going to last?
You don't know. You only got a two.
I say, Pro, you might need to perform surgery on her now. Whatever's inside her, it's killing her. Is there something sharp nearby?
June, you didn't see those things that I fought in that basement. I'm not sure I want whatever's inside of her out.
How far away am I from them?
You're, you know, 2-3 minute walk, not too far away.
I say, keep her stable, keep her calm. I'm there. I'll be there soon.
Okay.
So how do you manage to keep her stable and keep her calm?
Be calm.
What are you doing while you're saying that?
I'm checking her vitals as best as I think I know how.
How are you checking her vitals?
Is she breathing? Is she, you know, is she aware?
Okay.
I turn her on her side.
Okay.
That sort of thing.
You need to make a destiny roll.
Okay. So do I touch her is your question?
Get close, into her immediate vicinity.
8.
An 8. As you are getting close, there's a... And there's a spluttering of, like, mucus on you from her and blood droplets. Make an endurance check.
I don't like where this is going. I don't like where this is going.
3.
3 successes?
Yeah.
You don't even think about it. You just, like, wipe it off with the arm and keep going. Metagaming.
Yeah.
You passed. So, meta, your character doesn't even think that anything could have happened wrong. But you just dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I got that.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Before I run out of the apartment, I leave my phone with Seb. No, I make your phone like on a video call so that I know you're safe no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep that on my phone and I run towards your destination.
So it's a split three-way video call. And as soon as I see you approaching, I'm like, you watch her. I got to go back to where I was, so... All the best. If anything gets sketchy, get the fuck out of here.
Do I see the fluid that's on his cheek?
No, he's like wiped it off.
Okay, good. Cool. All right, no worries.
Like I said, anything sketchy, back to Seb and out.
She coughs. There's a spray of blood.
Okay.
I leave.
Cool. What do you do, Eve? Yeah, let's stay
perform
in this
an
scene.
Actual medical check now that I'm close to
her. Make a medicine check. Yeah.
Oh, one success.
One success.
Uh-huh.
She's like rolled on her side and this like swelling on her side is just like stretching and you can see her skin is like red and sore.
Okay. Does it look like it's alive, the thing that's in her? Or is it just something that's growing?
You're not sure.
Okay. I take her by the hand and look at her in the eye. Do I have any morphine left or did I give my last
bits? You gave your last bits away.
Okay.
To get your journey. Okay, she stays conscious.
Cool. I turn to her and I say, there's something inside you and I need you to remain as calm as possible. This is going to hurt. And I give her, like, something to bite on if she can. I know she's coughing and stuff.
Make a destiny roll for how she receives this. 17. She complies, shockingly. She's a slum woman. She's been through some shit. She bites down on something.
I say to her...
she whimpers.
You may black out, but you were in safe hands.
She's more trusting because you're a medical drone. Yeah.
And I, as fast as I can,
you
sterilize...
You have some, like, local anesthetic. You could give a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, I sterilize that scar I open it back up.
The medical scar?
Correct. Or actually, no, I go in for wherever this growth is. It's probably going
to
be...
It seems to be all the same sort of thing. Okay.
Then, yeah, I'll probably just...
Eve, do you have any skills in surgery?
I think I do.
Really? Yeah, I vaguely remember her using a scalpel as a weapon.
Yeah.
Surgery.
Do you have a scalpel?
I have a small weapon under nursing, which I think is the scalpel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, only 4 dice in it, but I do.
Well, combat roll as a...
Well, I'm going to let you basically treat it as if you have a vocational skill with intelligence. So... What's your intelligence?
2.
So you would have 5 dice plus 1 from the skill. So you have 6 dice. And as you're not trying to achieve anything with this, the challenge level to cleanly do this is actually only a 3. You just need to be skilled because you're not trying to, like, you're not performing some complex surgery. You're just opening her up. 3 successes.
Yes.
There's screaming.
Yeah.
There's pain. There's blood. You open it up. What now? You slice her flesh open through. Do you like open it up? Do you put light in there? Like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah, so I want to identify what these growths are and remove them. Like, if there are a tumor, they need to come out essentially.
Okay.
Because clearly they're growing at a rate.
All right. for three.
I also quickly chuck on some surgery.
This takes you time. Obviously.
Anything that she might notice connecting this sickness to what she witnessed in that slum tent area?
Not yet. In fact, no, this is a little bit different.
Okay.
You look inside, and what you see defies anything you've ever seen in medical history. You know, we're taking some liberties here in a role-playing game. I don't think you could actually perform this without being on a surgical table with, like, the scopes and stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, you have some of those tools built into you, so I'm going to give you that. You can, like, sort of use your fingers and, like, the little camera or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, as you open through a muscle wall to try and dig through this, she's screaming. She actually passes out, or close to passes out.
Yep.
You see a kidney. But the kidney is swollen and is growing invasively across all the other tissue in the surrounding area. There is a vascular system that has developed from this kidney that is, like, basically connecting with new tissue that shouldn't be connected to different parts, and, like, growing these sort of tumorous style growths where it's growing onto the nearby organs, growing and grafting onto the muscle, and it's infection everywhere all around it. The entirety of her body is there's, like, septic issues. There's organs that are, like, penetrated. The prognosis is
she dead.
Fatal. From what you look at, you're like, you could not remove this without killing her. It's like attached to, like, her arteries, and to remove them all, you'd have to be an amazing microsurgeon in, like, a really professional tiered place. And it is damaging surrounding tissue in ways that, like, attaching to things it shouldn't attach to, and then just, like, damaging them and affecting them and atrophying their blood flow and taking over their blood flow and stuff.
As a medical professional, she's passed out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do whatever I think is best, whether that is trying to remove it in order to preserve her life or if it is trying to keep her alive. But I think what Eve would probably do is try and get it out, even if it did mean...
You know you can't get it out without killing her. What you could do, your best medical thing you could do, is basically drain the surrounding tissue of all, like, the sort of mucus and sepsis and stuff, clean it out, and might buy her a little bit more time, and then, like, suture it up.
Let's do that.
Yeah,
because I'd like to... Ideally, I want to be able to investigate her and talk to her.
And without a higher-level medical role or surgical role, you wouldn't be able to achieve that surgery anyway.
That's cool.
But with the three, just to do this, you can clean it up, relieve some of the swelling as well, like, take the fluid out.
Yep.
And, yeah, try and stitch her back up.
Once that's all done, I will try to bring her back to the apartment.
There is no way you'll be able to do that. Yeah, she's completely unconscious and too heavy.
She's too heavy, okay.
And has just been cut open.
Yeah.
Okay, I will try to make her as comfortable, but we stay in the alley until...
Okay. Now, was Seb watching some of this?
Yeah, probably.
Cool.
Would have had you in my little pocket or something.
That, I imagine, might be somewhat triggering.
And
it's like a torture. Like, you're sat there watching this video feed, you can't move.
And you can also tell, like, that, that was... Like, as Eve cut into that flesh, you just for a split second felt that exact line cut into your own back. That exact spot. You just, like, had that moment of... But you know what that scar is.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Is that? I think that's where we...
Okay.
Leave that's it where we end the session.
Yeah.
Whoo! Well, that was a lot of fun. Look at that enthusiastic boyish face. Oh my god, that's fucked, he says.
He's glad he didn't see it.
Lovely.
And you're very lucky you didn't catch that.
Yeah.
I get the feeling.
Well, catch whatever you would have caught.
Yeah. You know, let's bring that bloody portrait back.
Isn't it so cute?
Actually, I can't because our patrons are going to appear, but you've all seen the portrait, and that is possible because of our patron support. Absolutely. So thank you all so much.
And that's so cool. You know what Possum's design, one of the briefs I gave Alicia was?
What?
Was before I do, I would tell you, I'm going to say Time Link.
Professor X.
Distinctive.
Tickle Dog.
AJ Macy.
Yeah, Hutchess.
Erasable.
Nick Spatchet.
These be Willis. This be Willis. Thank you to all the rest of our patrons. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us. Patron chat, patron after parties.
Yeah.
In general, being very nice. Up
next.
By the way, roleplay audience, you guys are so nice. We love you because you're super nice as well. You're just so friendly and cool.
We love our Twitch audience. We love our YouTube audience. We love our podcast audience. We have like a quarter or a third as many listeners of the podcast as we do the actual episodes, which is really cool. This is a solid listenership who are driving or doing activities listening to
That's
cool. It's very cool. You were going to say
the brief. I was just going to say the design brief. I said, I basically said, I want you to imagine Pro if he had been, his life had been good. Like his brief, part of his design, visually design, was basically to imagine a kind of a parallel to Pro.
Yeah.
Someone in the same sort of age and sort of opportunities, but where things haven't gone as horribly for him.
Makes me sad about what could have been. But you know what will be episode 11 we figure out what's going to happen. But shit's about to hit the fan, which is very cool.
Yep.
Thank you all for watching.
She tends to do that.
That does. What does that saying come from? Ugh.